With a big soccer event drawing near, NJ Transit is working to make sure the system doesn't have a repeat of what riders last year called the, quote, summer of hell, unquote. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports.
The question on everyone's mind is, will NJ Transit be prepared for the summer of 2025? CEO Chris Colluri's response is,
we are working as hard as I know how to make sure we're prepared for 2025 and 2026 and 2027.
With the FIFA Club World Cup at MetLife Stadium in North Jersey and Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia happening this year, and the larger World Cup soccer tournament scheduled to take place at the same venues next year, Colluri said the agency is persevering to ensure riders are not disappointed.
We not only have to worry about our regular commuting service, we also have to focus on those very big special events where mass transit system has to work.
NJ Transit says it is working with Amtrak, which owns the rails, on improving the busy Northeast corridor. Amtrak officials have already shared plans with the state on how they will prevent the overhead wires that power trains from failing. In addition, Colluri said NJ Transit is making sure that the trains themselves are being repaired and replaced as soon as possible. Assemblyman Clinton Calabrese, who chairs the assembly committee that oversees NJ Transit, believes the agency is doing what it can to avoid failures.
No one wants these systems to fail, but it's old infrastructure, it's aging infrastructure, not to mention we're dealing with extreme weather events where the temperature is hotter for longer, and that adds to the pressure of the system itself.
Governor Phil Murphy famously said he would rebuild NJ Transit if it kills him. But riders say they are not seeing the improvements the system needs ahead of a scheduled 3% fare increase that will take effect next month. Colluri points out it was nearly a decade before fares went up last year, adding they need to make sure they have enough revenue to continue operating and maintaining systems. He also says customers should continue to demand improvement, something they are working towards. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.